Last Friday, I watched Taylor Swift's Eras Tour movie, and I was completely blown away. Truly. I paid extra for the IMAX experience, and it was well worth every single dollar. For those of you that don't know, Taylor Swift came out with this 3-hour-long concert movie of her most recent tour, and I loved every single second of it. I was eating it up. Let me let you guys know a little fun fact about me. I used to be a Taylor Swift fan back in the day. I have most of her albums on CD and some on vinyl. I even had this app downloaded from years ago, where it's basically like a social media platform, but just for Taylor Swift fans. So you would mostly just see Taylor content and stuff. Everyone on there would post status updates and things like that, but it would always revolve around Taylor, practically nothing else. It kind of feels like a fever dream because it existed for a period, but then went away just as quickly from what I remember. I honestly forgot about it until I started writing up this episode and was like, oh yeah, there was a Taylor Swift app. They should definitely bring it back. This kind of reminds me of the Jeremy Renner app and how everyone clowned him for having one. I wonder if they were like at all influenced by Taylor's app. I don't even remember the name though. But if you happen to have been on the app too, let me know because I actually want to remember what it was called. So her Reputation concert from years ago, it was the first ever concert experience I had ever went to. I paid $100 or so for nosebleed seats, and every day I regret that I didn't pay more because I was not able to get tickets to any of her Canadian Eras tour dates. There wasn't even a chance for me to get them, so watching this movie was the next best thing, honestly. I will say that these past couple of years, I haven't been keeping up with her as much as I did in the past. Up until recently, I get so much Taylor Swift content on my FYP, it's actually insane. She's been in the media quite a bit because of her concert, this movie, and her new relationship with Travis Kelce. I'm in full support of it. It's cute, it's new, I know nothing about him, but I love them together. Honestly, whatever makes her happy. So the reason why I bring up Taylor and this concert movie was because while I was watching it, I felt really, really inspired. More inspired by this than any other recent movies that I've watched. And you're probably wondering, why is that? Okay, let me tell you all about how I got to the topic of this week's podcast. It all started like maybe midway through the movie. This is the part of the concert film where Taylor is performing her Reputation era. If you're not familiar with the Reputation era, I would consider it to be the period of her artistic career where she was probably the most daring and bold, both in the creative themes and songs. The album was kind of like a fuck you to a lot of people because that was during the time of her life where she was getting a lot of negative backlash from the media, people that weren't her fans, and just all that sort. So she stayed under the radar for a long time. During this part of the movie, the concert stage is going crazy, okay? The light show is phenomenal, and she's like busting out all these moves, and to put it quite simply, I was in awe. I felt like during that entire part of the movie, my mouth was just wide open because all I could think about was, how was she fully embodying the dance? How were her vocals so top-notch even though she was already like an hour into the concert? She looks so happy to be up on there performing in front of thousands of people, and it made me start thinking about how she came out of this box that people put her in and managed to try out all these things and themes with her music. And because she does it with full passion and enthusiasm each time and confidence, they're all amazing. Every single era of that tour was a whole production, and I was fully immersed in all of them. That made me start thinking about how, you know, there's like a lot of times that I'm scared to try something new as a creative because I'm scared of failing and already thinking about how I won't do well or how others will perceive me. I get too comfortable with the things I know I'm good at, and I don't try out things that I know I'm not 100% comfortable with. And here we have Taylor, who comes back every single time with something new, and I could only imagine how energizing that must feel as a creative and someone that lives for their passions and doesn't just let it consume them. And I'm sure you've heard of people going like, oh, I miss Taylor's old music. She was more iconic back then, yada, yada, yada. And I'm sure she's heard it too. If she wanted to take the safe route, she would keep on making music like she has before and continue to do country music. But she's grown as a person and a creative individual. She's in full control of her life. And of course, she obviously has the financial means to kind of like do whatever the fuck she wants. And she's just in full control of everything, her story and her artistic endeavors, which is so, so inspiring. You know, when you can just tell that someone loves what they do, it's so apparent that Taylor loves making music, being a storyteller, a creative director, and it just really made me reflect on myself and what I'm currently doing with my creative endeavors. I want to make content that's different from what I normally do. I want to try learning new programs and softwares that I've always been scared to try out, like Blender, for example. 3D modeling is so intimidating to me for some reason. I have been trying to dip my toes into it slightly, little by little. It just kind of made me realize, like, the older I get, the more I limit myself because I get more and more scared of trying new things. Maybe it's because I'm not as delusional as I was as a kid, and I know the amount of time and effort it takes to get good at something. And also, when you're a kid, you have lower expectations, standards, and obviously a shit ton of time to kind of explore and do what you want and fail and just whatever comes out of it. Now that I'm older, I want to invest my time into something that I know will get me what I want because time is becoming much more of a valuable resource. But that's also another thing. Like, why is it that I'm constantly striving to be good at something? Why can't I love the process of getting there? Why is that I only want to do this for the outcome and to be good at it? I think a lot of the times when my interest peaks at a new kind of hobby, that's when I'm like peak delusional, you know? You see someone that's been in the craft for like years and you start thinking that you can easily do that once you get the supplies and once you've watched a couple of tutorials and then you actually start doing it and you're like, okay, wait, why is this actually hard as fuck? And because you're already losing motivation, it's hard for you to get past that first difficult peak and make consistent progress. Like, for example, I got really invested at some point doing my own acrylic nails for a bit. I was getting a bunch of content of girlies just showing off their incredible nail art. So I was like, oh, cool, another creative outlet. Plus, I wanted to save money and I didn't want to drop like $100 each time to get my nails done at the salon. So I bought a whole bunch of supplies, the nail tips, polishes, brushes, like everything. I probably spent over like $200, $300 on supplies. And honestly, getting new supplies and things felt incredibly motivating for some reason. Maybe it's like the rush and excitement of trying something new and having all these new toys to play with. But anyways, all that just gets old so quick when you're not getting the results that you want. I was really motivated in the beginning and I didn't mind that I would practically spend the whole night working on a set of nails. If you're a nail girly, then you know what I mean. Like, you know the struggle. You could be doing a simple design or no design at all, but prepping your nails, just waiting for the gel polishes to dry underneath the lamp, not being able to skip any steps. All of that can have you hunched over at your desk all night. I'm not even exaggerating. My back would be breaking. I would be hungry, starving. It didn't matter though, because I was only halfway through my nails, so I couldn't just like give up halfway and go eat or something because those bad boys were like on my nails. And if I didn't cure them, if I didn't finish them, then it just wasn't going to work. So imagine how demotivating it must feel to have spent like 4 hours on a set and still have it look bad afterwards. Now you can argue, oh, you know, if you really enjoy doing this and it was your calling, it shouldn't discourage you. And you're right. I really think that doing nails and stuff is my calling because even just the main reason why I got into it doesn't scream passion. It screams trying to make the right financial decision and saving money. But for things that I do wholeheartedly want to pursue, I still find myself pushing myself back out of fear, out of judgment, out of a lot of things. I cannot stress enough how many hobbies I've given up on halfway because when things start to get really difficult, I just immediately drop it because I would rather not do anything at all than face the reality of doing something mediocrely. I think that's something a lot of people can relate to, especially if you've grown up doing certain things that come really easily to you and getting applauded for it and getting that easy satisfaction. Of course, it feels validating. Of course, it feels good. I'm guilty of it. I know that a lot of people are. So what I'm saying here is, Don't box yourself in. Try out these new hobbies and passions that you've been scared of trying for the longest time, for whatever reason it may be. I promise you that all of your fears are valid. All the inner voices in your head telling you to not push through, not to do it, you don't necessarily have to ignore them. But what you should do is reason with them. So when I say this, what I mean is like, when that voice in your head is saying, hey, don't do this, you're going to spend so much time and invest so many hours to just be subpar, and essentially just like convincing you to not do it, you just want to say back, well, you know what? That's okay, because everyone starts off somewhere. Even though this feels super tedious and not really rewarding at the moment, it's going to feel extremely satisfying, and I'm going to be so proud of myself when I can get past this bump and prove that I can be good at this. So instead of spending all this time trying to convince yourself out of something, spend all that time convincing yourself that it's well worth all this hard work and sweat and blood and tears. And like, yeah, maybe I am kind of shit at this right now, but you know what? If I put in the work, I'm not going to be shit at it forever. Working hard at something you love is never anything to be ashamed of or judged for. If you pour your love and care into it and you're proud of whatever you're making, then that's a success. Simple as that. To be honest, a lot of things don't come easily for me. And if I have gotten good at something, it's because I put in the hours to learn or to polish my craft, not because I only spent like a day learning everything. I put in hours for the things that I love. So when did it become a situation of me not wanting to do that anymore? I've never once considered myself smart, if I'm gonna be honest, but I can say that I'm a hard worker. So that's the one thing that I can confidently label myself as, because I know how much effort I can put into things sometimes. The things that I love, how much I beat myself up over things I know I can do better at, and the standard that I put myself to. So just remind yourself of these things today, and for the week, and for the month. Remember this when your interests peak at a new hobby, and remember to tell yourself that it's okay if you want to try it, and it's totally normal to not be good at things right away, and to not be discouraged before you've even started, and don't be discouraged while you're trying it. I hope that this serves as a very healthy and friendly reminder for this week. And I will talk to you guys again very, very soon. So much love forever and always. Until the next episode. Bye.